Alicia Eggert isn't a writer, but she likes to play with words. Each week in Art and Seek series, Artist Spotlight, we follow the personal journey of a North Texas creative. Today, the Denton sculptor tells us how her work uncovers layers of meaning in common phrases and places. Alicia Eggert doesn't make traditional sculpture.
I make a lot of art that looks like signs, and I play with words as if they are found objects.
For example, in 2013, she created a wall-sized neon sign that reads, "You are on an island." But when it blinks, it reads, "You are an island."
Single words can also have many definitions. One word can be both simple and profound.
That's Eggert speaking at a TED Talk just before she moved to Texas in 2015. She's a professor at UNT, and her installations are already attracting attention in North Texas.
I think about the words that I'm using, and I try to come to a completely new understanding of them. I try to give them a physical form that can change over time.
Eggert studied to be a designer and initially worked at an architecture firm. But a sculpture class that she took as an undergraduate kept calling to her. So she quit her job and pursued her master's in fine art.
It was very much a decision that I had to make, as opposed to this innate kind of talent that I had inside of me my whole life.
Eggert's father was a Pentecostal minister. Growing up, she went to church several times a week. At services, she often saw people speaking in tongues. Today, she's an atheist. Yet, spirituality still affects her work as she grapples with the ideas of existence and mortality.
I wonder how everything fits together and, you know, try to just understand how the world is going to go on without me when I die. Because, you know, I think as humans, that's something that we all have to confront at some point.
She explores these questions in a show called Partial Visibility. It's on view at the Mac in Dallas. One piece is a video called On a Clear Day, You Can See Forever.
I had a teaching position in Maine and literally lived a 5-minute walk from a really beautiful place in Portland called the Eastern Promenade, which had amazing views of the bay and islands and all of that. So it became a really everyday experience for me to see that view, and then also to experience like the changing weather conditions that coastal area experiences. The video itself is of a large-scale temporary public sculpture that says forever that I put in the landscape, and I filmed appearing and disappearing in the heavy fog that blankets that landscape. It's an amazing place in the world where the tide comes in and goes out every day. So really dramatic tidal changes and then really, really dramatic fog. And you could see the fog rolling in across the water, and it was kind of like this white wall. On a clear day, you have this beautiful view and you really feel like your sense of place in the world. And on a really foggy day, you feel like you'd almost be anywhere. So that was one of the things that I wanted to capture with this video. Part of my concept is that we're at this unique place right now as a society, but also as a human race, in that we're, I think, fully understanding the temporary nature of our world and our existence. The way we experience time as humans is very finite and linear, but we exist in this world that is cyclical.
The simple words and everyday moments in Eggert's work help us to understand some very big ideas. Hadi Mowagdi, KERA News.